Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome again to the Four Elements. This is Wind.
This is your boy Earth.
And this is Water.
And tonight we're going to continue from our conversations over the last several weeks regarding the law of attraction. But this week we're going to go at an angle of the power of decision. You know, we want to talk about how just making a definitive decision will impact your life. And I don't know where you guys want to start off with this, but I'm just going to encourage people to engage in the conversation tonight and press 1 with the comments or questions. You know, we would love to hear from you. We do this show for you, not for us. I mean, we have our private conversations to become to be accountable for one another, but we actually do this show so that we can actually make a difference with the people in our lives and people that we don't necessarily know very intimately. We want to make a difference in other people's lives. So please engage in the conversation with us. Where would you guys like to start?
Yeah, this is Earth. Wow, the power of decision. You know, just when I initially got the topic for tonight's show, the first thing I thought about is what happens when you make a decision or a choice, depending on, you know, what your understanding is of a decision. It could be a decision or a choice, but we'll say decision. I just got this image of, like, once you make a definitive decision on anything, literally the earth starts to move, the universe starts to move to have that be fulfilled. Like, that's what popped in my mind. The moment is it's really definitive, and especially when it's definitive and there's an action that you've taken. And I think I mentioned this on one of the other shows, like when I wanted to work internationally, and I used to work in Brazil. And one day I got up and said, I want to work in Brazil. No, let me back up. I didn't say Brazil. I say internationally. And I was very clear about, like, that's what I want to do. So I just said it, and I went to bed and got up the next day. And at some point during that day, I got online and looked up contracts in other countries. And Brazil, just that's the first thing that popped up. It's like it was handed to me in my lap, which I promise you it wasn't there the day before because I hadn't declared it. And I hadn't, because I looked earlier that day, and then I was kind of casually looking, and then like that night I was clear, like that's what I wanted to do, and I actually said it verbally. And the next day it was sitting right there. And for me getting the contract to work in Brazil, it was probably one of the easiest contracts I've ever gotten. And to me, they all are easy. But this is probably the easiest. Where, I mean, everything down from making the very first phone call to the client, to the interview, to getting the acceptance letter, all that was just so seamless. It was seamless. Like putting a hand in a glove. I saw that he's that cliche. It was just that easy. And it was just that much of a fit for me. Even the whole process of getting to Brazil was just so easy and simple. And, you know, I'll definitely say that that's because I made a choice. That was it. That's what you got over there, Water.
This is Water, and you know, I just want to back up and say that the decision, just in the terms that I think of decision, is if you look at the root, the Latin derivative of the word, you know, it comes from the Latin roots for to cut off. And so when I think about decision, I think about you just basically cut off all other possibilities. So to me, that's what a decision means. And I think, especially I like the way that when you put definitive before decision, so that we're talking about things that people understand that this is something that is, you know, it's you've made up in your mind that this is it and this is fine. So for me, that's kind of, you know, what I think about when I think of decision. And, you know, Wynn and I, we were having a good conversation yesterday about I own a business, and things really didn't start working for me until I made a definitive decision that basically this is what I'm going to do, and it doesn't matter what happens, this is what I'm going to do. There's nothing else to it. Kind of like what you were saying, or, you know, I guess a better way to paraphrase it is, or phrase it is the way that they talk about it in the book, The Alchemist. How they say the entire universe conspires together to begin to help a person who is following. In that book, it's more about following your dream. But basically, when you actually make that decision to actually make sure that it's definitive for you and there's no wavering about that decision, this is the it. And so for me, that's kind of what it means, you know, just to reiterate the usage of the term, because I think sometimes people confuse making a decision with just kind of like, oh, you know, I'm, you know, going to do this today and that tomorrow. But I think really on the show tonight, what we really want to get people bring to the forefront and shed some light on is the power when you actually really, truly make that definitive decision. Yes, I'm going to lose that weight. I'm going to go on that trip. I'm going to start that, you know, nonprofit or that business or whatever it is. You know, it's done. Like, there is no wavering. There is no plan B. Because as Will Smith says, you know, there's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A. And to me, that's the way that I look at a decision. I don't know. What do you think about that, Wynn?
I fully agree. Whenever you make a powerful decision, you're giving your whole essence to making that happen. You're committing your thoughts, you're committing your actions, you're committing your habits and behaviors to accomplish what you've declared. So it starts off with a declaration. You know, you may not know how to exactly achieve from A to Z what you desire to accomplish, but just the fact that you've made the declaration and have made a commitment to it, you know, allows miracles to happen. It allows the, like you said, water, the universe to conspire on your behalf. It allows people to take you seriously that have been looking at you for years that you didn't know that were looking at you and actually make their decision to help you out. You bring about a particular energy to the space that actually alters that environment, alters that that place where you existed, and you know, it's like the gates of heaven open up for you. Go ahead, Earth.
we got to add on to what you guys are saying, you know, about not having a plan B. Having a plan B, yes, is not making a definitive decision. It's like, you know, when, and I'm sure most of us on the phone, if not all of us, have grown up hearing someone say, never put all your eggs in one basket. Well, I don't believe that. I generally always put my eggs in one basket. And if it doesn't work, put them in another basket. But there's no, like, okay, if this doesn't work, then I'll just go ahead and settle for plan B. Like, I don't do that at all. I just put all my eggs in one basket and just roll and go. And one of the key things about making a definitive decision, and this is something that I'm continuously learning on many different levels, is that when you make a decision and something, a definitive decision, and then, you know, life starts to configure itself in a way that you start going down the road to getting what you want, then we have to be aware of the things that come before us. A, even if it doesn't look like it's going to lead us to where we need to go, just go with it anyway. Because generally it does, and if when you don't go with things, it just prolongs the process. And B, like when you get like the inner voice, it comes like a directive, and it's no conversation. It's like, do this. You know, and I like to, for me, it's you know, my ancestors speaking to me. And for other people, it may be something else. We'll just, for this conversation, say it's the inner voice. And it comes as a directive. The inner voice says, you know, do X, like now. And you don't do it, and this is what I've recently learned, then, you know, it may cause you sometimes to have to take another route. It may cause some type of discomfort. It may cause some pain and suffering to get to where you need to be, or where you want to be based upon the decision that you've made. So what I'm saying is, A, when things show up, whether it looks like it's something that's going to get you to where you need to go or not, usually it's probably the route or the path of least resistance. And so I would suggest following that path, because I've followed those paths before, and things have worked out like perfectly, where there's a situation and it just didn't look like it was going to lead anywhere. But I just went ahead and, you know, followed that path anyway, because I had nothing to lose, and everything worked out perfectly. Because I met people on that particular path that actually got me to where I need to be very quickly. And B, when you hear that inner voice and it says do something, if you act on whatever it says to do without hesitation. And for me, like, my life works out perfectly when that happens. It's like a path of least resistance. And there are times when I don't do that. I still get what I want at the end of the day, but it will occur to me as though, wow, that was a struggle to get to where I needed to be. So that's what I'll say about that for now. And go ahead.
So in essence, when you decide to go from A to B, you need to listen to Garmin.
Yeah. it's like your internal GPS. Exactly. Very well said. I like that. You need to listen to your internal Garmin.
Otherwise, the Garmin will be telling you, make a U-turn, turn around, go left. You're going
right.
The wrong way.
Exactly. And then it just recalculates the route, and it's a longer route.
Exactly.
That's actually a very good analogy. Yeah, when you don't listen to your internal GPS, your Garmin will or recalculate the route, and instead of going down a mile, it's going to take you 3 miles to get to the same spot. Wow. Yeah, I like that. That was hot. That was actually hot.
What you guys are saying is absolutely true. I mean, whenever the GPS is giving you the directions, a lot of times what I found for me is I found that I think the biggest thing is that we have to begin to train ourselves to follow that inner voice. Some people call it intuition. Some people call it gut instinct. Some people call it, something else. But at the end of the day, we need to actually learn how to, listen to that. Because if you're not, if you don't actually listen to it, and you're not in the habit or the practice of listening to it, then when it comes up, you're going to start to doubt it instead of know that, hey, this is my heart speaking to me, and I need to follow my heart in this situation. Because that's where the divine intelligence or, the universe, God, whatever, your terminology and, thought process is about it, that's where that's speaking to us, saying, hey, this, like that GPS, that's where the GPS is giving you the instructions. And a lot of times what I found for me in the past is that I actually doubt it. I actually don't listen to it. I spent years, maybe a decade before I actually branched out and started my own business. I spent probably a decade by just not listening to it and continuing to try to do something that wasn't really in alignment with what I felt. It wasn't in alignment with what I felt, inside, that internally just vibrated at that particular, just in harmony with those things. And so just to elaborate on what you guys are saying about the GPS, I think that a lot of times it's that inner awareness that we aren't really attuned. It's kind of like a musical instrument. You have to tune a guitar. Like I play the guitar, so you have to tune it. Every time I pick it up, it's out of tune, so you have to tune it. Or piano or, any other kind of instrument that has, especially strings, you have to tune those things. Otherwise, they're going to be off when you begin to play. And I think that that's the biggest thing that I've had to learn is to how to really just tune in to that inner voice and that inner awareness, because there's a lot of intelligence that's in that feeling that is not inside of our brain. It's something else. And I think we get into our heads and we start to let the fear grab a hold of us or the analysis paralysis or whatever it is. And then that's when we miss out on when the GPS is telling us what we need to do. I just wanted to add that to what you guys were saying to that, because I think that's a huge part of what I've seen in my past that really prevented me from getting from point A to point B in a much more efficient, effective, less time way.
It's great that you mentioned the tuning, because there are some people, I've spoken to a lot of women, and they ask themselves, they doubt themselves all the time, even with their inner gut, because they've made bad decisions in the past, listening to their gut from appearances, and have made the wrong decisions from their vantage point. And what I would say to those that fall along those lines, that doubt, what their inner voice is telling them, is to ask yourself at all times, is this serving me? Is this serving who I really am? Is this serving my greatest capacity as a human being? Is this serving me to get to where I really, really, genuinely would love to go? And if it doesn't, then you're out of tune.
Hey, man, that's perfect,
yeah,
man.
That's...
I want to I want to jump in right quick. An actual caller that's in the queue. And, you know, I think that we would be doing our caller a great service by, you know, bringing them on. What do you guys think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, so caller, last four digits, 8203. You're live. State your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Elements. I am so happy to be joining you. It's been a long time. I've been so busy, but I've listened to your recordings, but I haven't been able to join your live call. This is Amira. I'm calling from upstate New York. How are you doing this evening?
Hey,
welcome,
Amira.
Good. How are you? Great to hear your voice.
First, I want to give you guys some love. Can I give you some love? So.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We need that love. We need that.
You need the love, okay.
Yeah.
Wind, I love your very challenging questions, your very deep and challenging questions. I love when you formulate those questions and present them to us so that we have an opportunity to reflect and think. I love the way that you think. And water, you are so dynamic and so energetic, and you're so challenging. I love when you show your true self without having to submit to what the other elements are saying, even when you don't agree and you have your perspective. I really loved and value what you do. And Earth, you come in with some very deep perspectives that just have us, have me really thinking about what it is that I'm thinking and feeling at the same time. So I just want to show you guys some love. So that's all I want to do, first of all.
Okay, appreciate that.
That very much.
Now, my first thought is that this is a very interesting question, the power of decision. And if I could say very briefly, I'm trying to be brief, in that it seems to piggyback on the conversations that you've had about the law of attraction, and I can't remember the other discussion that you had, but it really piggybacks on the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. So I want to go there with this. And the power of decision. So my first thought as I listen to you guys is there a possibility in your mind or consideration in your mind that the decisions that we make are not really our decisions, in that we may have our thoughts that we think are our thoughts about what we're deciding and what we're moving forward to doing, but it may come from a deeper, further, more, let's say, spiritual, if we want to use that word, place. Because I've heard the law of attraction conversations that you've had, and I've heard the other conversations that you've had, and the fact that you're having this call and this conversation means to me, suggests to me, as a very analytical person, that the question has not been resolved. So the question that seems to present itself to me, do we ultimately have the power of decision in our lives, or are there forces greater than us that are influencing our decision, and henceforth the things that we think and desire and want and need may be influenced by outside forces currently influencing us, so that we are in a spontaneous mode of making decisions. What do you guys think of that?
Let me pick that one up first. Let me say that it's actually both. What I would say first, though, is that it's not necessarily coming from the outside, outside of being influenced by environment. What I would say is that if you are in a negative vibration or in a negative pattern of thought, of course, there is what's called momentum. And so negativity begets, breeds more negativity, and then you have a snowball, and then you have an avalanche. But in the same token, the same thing can happen on the positive aspect. So if an individual is in a negative vibration, yes, a person could be adversely impacted and make even more horrible decisions. But there is time in everybody's life where they actually have a place of neutrality. For instance, when an individual is asleep, that's a time of neutrality where you can actually level off the momentum. And an individual has the capacity upon waking up to decide how to project their lives. They have a chance to decide whether or not to pick up where they started from the prior night or to generate something new, something fresh. And that's exactly what we're trying to expose with our series, is how to actually interrupt and disrupt that negative mold and actually create something new and create something positive so that we can all gain a positive momentum and have a positive snowball and avalanche.
This is Earth, and I'll go ahead and give my view of the question. And I think that it's both. And for me, it's, like I mentioned earlier, like I may get a directive. And to me, that comes from a very deep spiritual place. And the directive could be anything. It doesn't matter. Because there's no conversation behind it. And then I have the choice. Then I choose what to do with whatever that thought is, or whatever that directive is. So, yeah, I get, I'll get the thought, and it comes from a deep place. But at the end of the day, I get to say yes or no to it, to whatever it is. And then follow the path or I don't follow the path. And I just want to add, like, that's just one aspect. And what Wynn mentioned, that's just another aspect. I think, like, that rabbit hole is very layered. So there's like, more than just one place to look or one conclusion to come to. Because he brought up a good point, you know, around, you know, negative energy. You know, if you are always in a negative place, if you're, you know, consistently depressed, you know, you're going to get depressing messages, which will, and I believe that you get messages that will bring you out of the depression, but all you can hear is the messages that will keep you further in that depressed state. Like, you hear those louder than anything else, because that's where you're vibrating, like the frequency you're on. And the other stuff, you know, it's just not as loud. But I believe that it's there. In the same way, if you're not in a depressive state, if you're in a very good place in your life, the other messages come, but you don't hear them. Like, I don't hear them. Because I'm not vibrating on that frequency. I'm not connected to that place where that comes from. At all. And then at the end of the day, I choose what I want to do with it. But I think it's very layered. I don't want to use the word complex, because I think that it can be figured out, but there's so many different directions that we can go with, like, where the messages come from. How do we determine what we're going to do with them and all of that stuff? Does it come from a deep spiritual place? Does it come from, you know, because some people even say, oh, it came from outside of themselves. you know, and some people will say that it didn't. So, I mean, there's a lot of places we can go with this. I, for me, I believe that, you know, we have, or I have the ability, and I guess we all as human beings do, to connect to a whole nother dimension. And that's in whatever we're connected to, that's where we get our messages from.
And a mirror, it's about consciousness. It's about awareness. It's about, like Water said, being in tune with who you are. If you are, our intent is for our audience to be awakened, to be conscious, to be aware. And what that means is that they're in tune with their feelings. And again, you know, you have to, once you're conscious, you have the capacity to ask yourself at all times, is this thought serving me? Is this behavior serving me? Is this decision serving me? Is how I'm feeling serving me? And if you can bring yourself to ask yourself that on a consistent basis, the sky's the limit. You could do whatever. Because that means that you're in tune with your body, with your feeling. And you can actually pivot at each moment that you ask that question. So if I'm feeling bad, if I'm feeling bad at this moment, I can consciously ask myself, is this thought serving me? And if it's not, then I could do something to thwart that feeling. You know, I could pick up a movie that is funny. I could pick up a book that brings my level of energy and enlightenment up. I could do something. I can go running. I can go, you know, biking to pick my energy level up. I could do something that distracts me from that negative energy. So, again, it's about being consciously aware and being in tune with yourself.
I so appreciate your saying that. I'm sorry, Earth. I just want to just on wins. I so appreciate your saying, is this thought serving me? Is this decision serving me? Because I think that a lot of times when we make decisions or when we think about the directions that we go in our life, we do not ask ourselves that question. Is this serving me? I do want to hear from Wind. Wind, I do value your opinion because I feel your consciousness in that area. So I do want to hear, from Water about what your perspective is about this particular conversation. And I don't want to keep up the time, but I do value, Wind, what you just said, because the question is that we often fail to ask ourselves, does it serve me? Is it serving me? How is it serving me? I think we fail to take ourselves to that next level of conversation. We ask, I may want, see, feel, I want this thing, but the next level of conversation for us to have is, how does this serve me? Is it serving me towards my greater goal? So, Water, would you share your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think those guys, like, they basically are, I was kind of falling back because they're doing a great job of really encapsulating everything that I'm saying. I mean, it is both, you know, it comes from both within and without. And to me, the without is a greater source that man didn't create. Now, as Wynn was going down that path that he's going down, it's all about interrupting the habitual, say that you do get stuck into some sort of negative downward spiral, because it happens. It may be something that you really wanted to happen really badly and it didn't happen. And I think that that's totally within my hands as a human being, that I can actually get myself out of that if I actually align myself, going back to you know, we're kind of getting into a little ethereal type conversation, but I think that's okay at times. So, you know, when you start to vibrate at a certain energy, if you will, I mean, and for those people who may, you know, that doesn't work for, when you start to feel certain emotions, I guess will probably be a more layman way to say it, but in for this conversation, I think both of those are the same. And I think that that for us is the essence of our true power, is that we can actually, going back to what I was saying, we can actually tune ourselves to whatever pitch we want to actually vibrate at or whatever frequency we want to vibrate at. We can tune ourselves to that. And I think that's probably the most important thing that I want to add to what Earth and Wind are saying, because I think that they're covering all the bases. And, you know, Mary, you always bring a different aspect of the conversation for us to where it just becomes like, you know, the conversation was going in one way and then Amira comes on and she kind of like flips it on us. And as you can see, this is something that all three elements are trying to jump in, because this is really like adding spice to the conversation. So I appreciate you, you know, you really flipping it for us, because I think that, you know, like Wynn said at the beginning, we do this show for all of you who listen, call in. We don't do this for us. And so it's really important for other people who are listening right now. What Amira is doing is what we truly, that's the reason we're having the show in the first place, is because we want to engage with you guys, because we don't have all the answers. I mean, Amira's bringing something that we just don't have. It's a perspective that we don't look from. So I just wanted to, you know, acknowledge you for that as well, Amira.
Hello, Mary.
I thank you, and I thought Earth had something to say, so I just wanted to give room for Earth to respond to that.
Yeah, Earth, what you got, man?
I actually lost my train of thought. I was going to talk a little bit about the layers or the level of complexity that exists around, you know, I think it's very important to talk about, like, when you get a message, like, where does it come from? Because when I get things, like the first time I heard, like, my internal voice that I can remember, I was probably 4 or 5 years old. And it hasn't changed. It's always, for the most part, I can remember, it's always a woman. It's a female voice. And whatever the directive is, it's just as loud and clear as we're talking on the phone. And even when I get in a place where, you know, I may be upset or just not in a good place, period, I still hear that voice gives me directives on how to get out, what to do next. And sometimes I listen, sometimes I don't. But when I don't listen, it just prolongs the pain and suffering. And when I listen, like I said earlier, it's like the path of least resistance. So, you know, like the source of that, I think it's like a very deep spiritual place that I don't think we have the language to articulate. Well, someone may, but I don't have the language to articulate where that place is for me. And I just think, you know, everything that we do is spiritual. I don't think we do anything that's not. So for me, that's why as Amira said, like being, like, do we think we're being guided by some other force? And I would have to say, if we are spiritual beings who are just, for example, having a physical experience or having a human experience, however, you know, you want to term that, then absolutely, because there's always going to be a connection to wherever we came from. You know, if we're not for me, I believe that we are actually spiritual beings having a human existence to serve some purpose, and everyone has their own purpose to serve. So I think that our directives are always centered around our purpose as it relates to what we should or what we shouldn't do. Do this, do that, and it's always leading us down that path to fulfill upon that purpose. But that's just my view. What do you all think about that?
This is Wayne. I just want to say that, of course, I think that, again, we're impacted by our environment. There's no question about that, particularly when an individual is unconscious. There's absolutely no question. And, again, negativity begets more negativity. However, what I would reiterate is that all of us are powerful human beings, and we are responsible for our lives and for our happiness. And without question, we have the power and the wherewithal, the capacity to interrupt and disrupt those patterns of negativity and move forward powerfully and have a great life.
Yeah, I get that totally. So, Amira, answer your questions?
I was just going to say thank you, Elements, for the conversation. I just wanted to wrap up and close out and exit with a question that I hope that Wind will answer. Because Wind, I had this challenge always that certain entities start talking to me, and they were talking to me while you were talking, and certain grandmothers were talking. So I'm just going to quickly, go into that space and get out of that space, if you don't mind. But could you speak to the level of connectivity that you experience as, I don't know what work you do. I really don't know what work you do, but they're not telling me, and they're saying it doesn't really matter. Wind, you are very deeply connected to certain etherical experiences and certain beings. Let me just shut up. Okay, let me just go. Okay, let me just go cut to the chase. Wind, could you to the connectivity that we have with regards to the decisions that we make around our lives, because many of us work very hard and struggle very hard around making positive decisions and around orienting our lives in the way that we think that they should go. And your ancestors are telling me, so I'm just going to go there, that you understand what that feels like, and could you speak to what you're getting as far as the orientation that we have towards how we influence our own lives with the decisions that we make around where we need to go and where we need to be? And I'm not saying this specifically of Wind, so I'm opening up this up to everybody. But because Wind is coming to me very strongly, so I'm just saying it. I just don't hide it. So I just want to ask you if you could speak from your heart to that, because I feel that coming from you. What are the decisions around our lives that we have been struggling with making that you feel that we ought to concentrate on? And I leave you all with that. I thank you for engaging me and allow me to speak. And I will exit the conversation after this. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Amira. One thing I would say, the very first thing is that the only struggle that we ought to have in life is a struggle to emanate from darkness. and to shift from negativity to positivity. Outside of that, our lives ought not be a struggle. We should have peace and tranquility and actually experience abundance. So if you have the feeling that you ought to be struggling to make a decision or to get to a particular place or to have a particular something, then you're actually doing yourself a disservice because you're fighting against the grain. And the fact that you feel a struggle and a tug of war is a great indication that you are going against the grain. And at that time, one ought to take the step back, relax for a moment, and become very introspective. And again, get to, is this serving me? Is this for my greater good? Is this for my happiness? Is this for my satisfaction? Is this for my true fulfillment? Is this in alignment with my purpose and my passion? And if it's not, then it's not serving you. And if you're a conscious human being, you have the capacity to let it go. Last week I was talking about having your hands full of marbles and gripping them tight. When you grip something tight, you're holding on to something that doesn't necessarily belong to you, or you feel a sense of scarcity. It's not until you release and let go that you've actually won life. Because when you release and let go, there is no scarcity conversation. There's no fear. There's no lack. There's no struggle.
Yeah, this is Water. I want to add to what Wind is saying, that the decision part, I mean, it's kind of hard to add on to what you're saying. I want to take it in a different direction because, I mean, you did a very good job of kind of outlining the scarcity that's involved in decision and, you know, the fear, I would say, also, that is wrapped around decision. And I think one of the biggest decisions that we as a species avoid is the decision to follow our heart, follow our intuition, follow our gut, whatever your terminology is, but follow that thing that you have a feel for, that you know that you should do. Like, however, you still go do something different. And that could be, a lot of times it shows up for people in their career where people are literally trading their time for dollars and will create a whole entire lifestyle with things to do for those dollars. However, their heart actually is screaming for them. Their intuition is just telling them, their gut is just pulling at them saying, hey, this is what you really like. And the decision actually is never made because the brain, you know, the intellectual side of us starts to come in and say, well, I mean, hey, how am I going to make money doing that? And that's just one particular instance. I mean, there are other instances, whether it be, you know, relationship-wise or family-wise, or, you know, there are all other different types of choices. But I would say it shows up a lot in our careers as a species, because for whatever reason, that's just something that people have a lot of fear around. And the fear is it kind of goes back to what you're saying, when it's a scarcity. It's a, you know, something that you're thinking that's scarce. And, you know, typically that's money. How am I going to pay my bills? So I'd say that's probably a decision, back to what Amira was asking, that I think a lot of us, you know, really avoid making. And I think that that is just a huge disservice done to the individual, and you're only doing it to one person. You're just doing it to yourself. You're not doing it to anyone else.
It's interesting that you brought up the Latin of the root of decision, because a lot of people, when they make decisions, what they're doing is killing off their true life, their true essence, their true happiness, their true abundance.
And this is Earth. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And I would like to actually say, in reference to what Water said, like the impact. And just as a consideration, that the impact actually impacts more than us. And I believe that we see the impact, see it impacting us, because that's just what's in our view. But we don't know what impact we'll have on people by not making the choice. Because somebody could be there depending on us to go down that path, like knowing us, of course, to follow a certain path, in order for them to get from A to Z. And the moment we choose not to, there's a tremendous impact. It's like we alter history based upon the path that we were going on. The moment we choose something else, to do it or not do it. But to not do it, we actually alter the history of that path. And I just believe that there's a huge impact that exists. Because we end up having conversations, even within our own circle, we end up having conversations that we probably would not have had with other people had we gone down a certain path. We made the decision to do something. By not making it, we have conversations which actually impacts other people, because they have to have a conversation with you about whatever comes up. Who knows? So I just like to say, consider that the impact is broad. And I even take the word broad out and just say the impact is global. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say about that. So, wow. I mean, this has definitely been a phenomenal conversation tonight. We're actually down to the last 6 minutes or so of the show. So, anything else you guys want to add to the conversation?
Yeah, this is Water. I'd just like to say, you know, in closing, I'd like to just leave everybody with, going back to the root derivative of the word decision, just remember, whenever you're using that word for yourself, forget about everybody else. Let's just look within. Let's look at ourselves. Let's look in the mirror. Instead of thinking about other people's decisions, let's look at our own decisions and think that whenever you make a decision, you're making a definitive decision. Just add the word definitive, because you're cutting off any other possibility of anything else There is no plan B, because plan B distracts from plan A. And that is really what you're actually deciding when you make that decision. So just remember that when you're actually next time faced with an actual decision that you know is going to, that you, let's forget the word no, that you feel, you have that feeling, this is going to impact my life, then just know that you're making something definitive. You're not making something that you wishy-washy about or you waver about. You're making an actual definitive decision where you cut off any other possibility to anything else. That's what I want to leave folks with. When, Earth, what you guys want to leave folks with?
Yeah, this is Earth. I just want to leave folks with, like, A, ditto everything you just said. B, just, you know, be quiet. I mean, we still scurry around and be quiet. I mean, that's something we can all do. That means, like, you know, being quiet means to be present. Because when you're present, you're actually quiet. When you're not quiet and your brain is going at 50 million miles an hour, you're not present because you're thinking about what happened yesterday. You're thinking about what might happen tomorrow. You're thinking about what might happen in the next, you know, hour or so or throughout the day. But when you're present, like, those thoughts aren't as prevalent in the mind. And just be present, or should I say be quiet and listen. Because that inner voice is always speaking. Not the voice, not the inner voice where there's a conversation, should I, shouldn't I, can I, why not? That's just us evaluating what thought we had from that inner voice. So whenever you're sitting there contemplating about something, usually it's the thought that we have from the inner voice, especially when we're by ourselves and no one has said anything to us. It's just us contemplating that. So you've actually gotten a thought from somewhere. And just don't contemplate it. Just be with the thought and adhere to it. You have nothing to lose by adhering to it at all. That I can guarantee you have nothing to lose. You know, unless, you know, I don't know, the thought tells you to jump off the bridge. I'm just not going to listen to the thought at that point. But all in all seriousness, just listen to that voice. And that's, I'll just leave everybody with that. Just be quiet. What you got, Wynn? Take it out.
And this is Wynn. I want to leave everybody with the notion to decide to make peace with where you are. Decide to make peace with all the struggle and all the experience that you've had to create who you are. Be grateful. Decide to be grateful for all of those experiences. Decide to be grateful for all the struggle and what you endured. Decide to be grateful for all the people that came into your life to make you who you are. Decide to be happy. Decide to relax. Decide to be powerful. Decide to have a good life. Decide to have a great family. Decide to be satisfied. Decide to be fulfilled. Decide to be curious about the world. Decide to engage the world. Make powerful decisions. Make happy decisions. And leave the rest behind. Let go.
Wow, that was powerful. So thanks, just want to say thank you for everybody who tuned in tonight. We appreciate everyone listening. We appreciate Amira for calling in and really shaking up the conversation, really, really adding something to the conversation to have, you know, us as the elements just dig deeper than we were digging. So I really appreciate that. And I'm sure that I'm speaking for the other elements as well. So we're going to end the show right now. And we appreciate, like I said, we appreciate everybody tuning in. Tune in next week. Wait a minute. Actually, we're not going to have a show next week. So we're not going to have a show next week, but we'll actually post a show, an older show from our catalog of shows for you guys to listen to. You guys have a fantastic week. And remember, stay present. Good night.